Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And we are so glad to be here again. Jennifer, thanks for staying.
Good morning.
All right, Tom, how's it going?
It's going great. Everything's good. Got some excellent prizes to give away.
Yeah, we do. And I do want to remind everybody, if anybody's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side. And we do want to tell you all of things that we are about. It's all about the brighter side of anything that you're going through in your life. And we are here from 6 to 8. And if you missed our first hour, you can always hear it on our podcast or on our website or on Facebook or on our newsletter.
We do not get away from us.
I know. Yeah, I mean, we've got so many things out there. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, too, because we've got lots of things to give away. And, of course, we've got a great show today. And, of course, we want to remind you of our 2 to 3. All of our shows have different guests on it. And we bring you things that can really add value to your life. And that's what it's all about. So we thank you so much for joining us today. Today we've got Chad Carroll, and we've got all these handsome guys in here, all the explorers, the fire explorers. But they're going to be talking about this race. Well, I want to say it's a race, but it's a tower-to-tower stair climb. I want to say, when I say a race, then everybody goes, oh, never mind, right? Because, right, we don't want to fail,
people.
You know? Yeah. But I just was asking, is it something I could do? Right?
This is absolutely something anyone can do. They can look at this as much of a confidence builder as you can a race. There is a clock going. If you care to look at your time, that's great. If not, no big deal. This is an easy race in a sense where we are climbing stairs, but there is water stations every 7 floors where you can stop and grab some water and continue on your way. We also have, we'll be heading up the City National Bank building in Oxnard right off of Esplanade Way or the Vineyard off ramp of the 101 freeway. And we'll be climbing up those stairs up the 14 stories, across the top floor, back down the other 14 stories, and then across the parking lot. In the parking lot, there's some options for you. You can either go through our obstacle course, or if it doesn't interest you, you can go straight on through and just continue on to the next staircase. The next building is the Morgan Stanley building, and that building's 22 floors.
Oh, wow. Only 22. Wow. Well, okay, so we're going to find out a little bit more about that. And they were so nice because we love to get back to our listeners. We've got actually a couple VIP race spots for you out there. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, write this phone number down, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to tell you, Chad Carroll and all these handsome guys are in our studio. We're going to talk with them Sam. We're going to also talk with Michelle Funden. We're going to be talking about the Wheel of Healing with, I hope I got it right, Ayurveda? Maybe that's it, Ayurveda. Right?
Maybe, yes. We'll ask her how she would say it.
But it's an easy guide to a healthy lifestyle. That's what we're all trying to do, isn't it? I mean, really, that's the bottom line. Tom, talk about all the things we're giving away.
Yes, Kim, we do have breakfast for two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut, along with a $25 gift certificate for Paul Martin. How about The Graduate, a great movie that's now a play presented by the Kaneo Players Theater. It was written by Buck Henry many, many years back, but it still holds very funny. June 6th, we're talking about it now, the Tower to Tower Stair Climb in Oxnard. We have an entry to that, so you might want to participate. June 7th, the Casa Pacifica Wine and Food Festival with Brew 2, and that's happening at Cal State University Channel Islands. We also have Circus Vargas back at the Earl Warren Showgrounds up in Santa Barbara. Great one for the families. How about Summer Swing Big Band Dance? And that's happening on June 12th. Finally, Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. And that is June 17th with one of our favorite local comics, and that is Jason Love.
There you go. And you know what? Let's just start off with something to laugh about, okay? In fact, tonight at the Ventura Comedy Hideaway, the Red Room over at Perino's restaurant over on Main Street is, we've got tickets. Jason Love and Dwayne Perkins are over there. And I've got a couple pairs. So call in right now, 419-0008. 419-0008.
And in the spirit of getting healthy, I want to give away some more stuff from a Thermal Imaging of SoCal.
Okay.
MJ over there. She's happy to see anybody. It's a safe and non-invasive cancer and disease screening technique that can detect inflammation and other conditions that cannot be detected without any other invasive surgery.
It's really just a picture.
It's hard to explain, but it really tells a lot about you. It's not invasive at all.
Right?
Yes, it's not invasive at all. It can tell you what's going on inside your body. Maybe you have teeth problems, which can lead to other problems inside.
They say everything is either your teeth, your dental, or your digestive system. So definitely, you know what? Let's give away three of those right now.
Oh, wow. That's great. Especially this time of year. It's great to get the summer started healthy and figure out what's going on.
There you go. 419-0008. 419-0008. And I do want to say we are a part of Circus Vargas. And
the big top is back.
The big one
I'm
is
sorry,
back.
We've been waiting to say that since
last
week.
I know, you're so funny. But it's over at Ventura Fairgrounds this weekend. And in order to celebrate Memorial Day with the military, all you have to do is on Monday, the 25th, is just show your ID and you actually get in for free and enjoy the whole either afternoon or evening of the entertainment. And again, it's all about the brighter side. And we want to definitely say thank you to all of our veterans out there and all of our military. We just, from the Kim Pagano Show, but really from, I'm sure, all of our listeners out there, we really thank you for everything that you do. And we appreciate you being here.
And remember to tell your children and the young people what Memorial Day is all about. It's not just a holiday from school. There's a reason we celebrate it.
Yeah, and put your flags out just to display your gratitude and, you know, and what we're doing here in our world. That it's a tough time, but I know we can all do this together, and it truly is the brighter side. So again, we've got tickets for that. So stay with us all the way through our show. And right now we're going to talk with Chad Carroll about Tower to Tower Stair Climb. How long has this been going on?
This is our third year of doing this event.
Really? The third year. Okay. And how many people? Do you get a lot of people out there?
We do. The previous years we've had about 250 or so. And this year we're looking like our numbers are well past that and should be at the 400 to 500 number.
Wow. That's amazing.
Why do you think? People are more into taking care of their bodies,
no,
obviously.
Because people love firemen.
I was going to try and be like a little, you know, okay. But tell us, how did it start and what is it going towards?
Our fire explorers are 15 to 21 year olds that are interested in the fire service as a career choice. And they're with Oxnard Fire Department to be learning about what it takes to become a firefighter. And they're also given the opportunity to go on ride-alongs, which allows them to respond on the 911 calls with the fire department and assist them on the fire ground as well. So this fundraiser is created to help fund that program because governments are always being concerned about what their tax dollars are being spent on. This is a way to fund that program without using your tax dollars to do it. So this fundraiser came about from the YMCA in Los Angeles, that they have a stair climb. And we used to participate in that event and found that we could probably host that same event here in the Oxnard area. We had the two high rises combined create 50 stories and an opportunity with the property management to work with us to try and create this fundraiser for that.
Wow. So you can bring your family, like kids can do all the obstacle courses that are on the ground also?
Absolutely.
So it is for the whole family.
For the whole family. We've removed the age restrictions this year, and we have someone as young as 10 and someone as old as 85 already signed up for the event.
Wow. I love it.
And then you'll have tons of firemen there.
I'm only worried about our younger listeners. I like it. Now, can you guys introduce yourself here? I just want to find out a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Josue Cornejo. I'm actually the Explorer Chief of the program.
Well, congratulations. So what does that mean?
Basically, I just kind of manage the program for our advisor, Chad Carroll.
How old are you?
19.
Awesome. That's awesome. Okay, very cool. And what made you get into this?
When I was in kindergarten, the fire department came to my school and wanted to be a fireman.
I love that. Wow. Isn't that big? I know my kids used to, you know.
I think all little boys at some point want to be a fireman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
So how much longer do you have to be to get there?
I would say a couple more years with school and everything.
Okay. Is it everything that you dreamed it to be so far?
Yeah. It's a really good program. It helps you a lot. And being an explorer, I've met a lot of people in the fire service, and a lot of people are former fire explorers for Oxnard, and they actually have jobs now as firemen in many different branches.
So we were just talking about that on our earlier show, internship kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it's a volunteer internship.
That is awesome. Okay, so do you go out on the trips, like on the fire trucks? And
yeah, we actually work 12-hour shifts with the department, and they're from 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night. And we'll go on every single 911 call. And depending on our skill level as an explorer, we'll have more skill. We'll be able to do more on calls.
So you're mirroring the firemen at the time, and then as you start to get your experience, you start to become involved.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. And now, what about the training that you have to do for this?
Well, to get accepted into the explorer program, we accept explorers once a year in July.
Okay.
And if
what is the date? So we can, if any of our listeners are out there thinking maybe they are interested or they have children or grandchildren.
If you're interested in becoming a fire explorer, I'd recommend going to our website. That's oxnardfire.org. There's a little tab there called resources, and you can click on the explorer tab there. That takes you into the explorer webpage, and that'll tell you when they do an orientation night and when they do their test day. From there, they create an applicant list. And they bring in as many new applicants as possible based on how much gear we have available to us. At that point, they do a 5-day academy and a graduation ceremony after that, where you can show the skills you've learned. That's usually held in August, and then they start their ride-alongs at that point.
Is there a cost to that?
The Explorer program is relatively free. The things you do need to purchase are things like boots, and we don't provide those because everyone has different size feet.
Correct.
And your uniform, you purchase a uniform and a training book called the IFSTA Fire Essentials book.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there something that could prevent somebody from becoming one? You know, maybe, you know, you had kind of a rough childhood, right?
Right.
Maybe you didn't make the right decision.
You have to have a high school diploma.
Right. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, actually, I tried out my sophomore year in high school to be an explorer, and I wasn't accepted because of my grades.
Okay.
And then I tried out the next year with a lot better grades, and I finally got accepted.
So it gave you something to work for, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, what a great cause. It's all about the brighter side, and that is it. Can I get you guys to speak for a second and introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Explorer Estrada, Ivan Estrada. I'm a captain in the Oxnard Fire Explorers.
Oh, great. And how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 3 years.
Very good. Very good. What's your brighter side of your journey?
Well, with the Explorer program, like we were saying, it just allows you to see who you really are on the inside. It lets you bring out the best in you. I mean, since I joined the Explorer program, I've not only used it in the fire service part, but outside in my school life and just in my personal life. It made me a better person, actually, in what to do. So it's a really good experience.
I love that. Now, do you have anybody in your family that's in the fire department?
My mom actually works for the fire department. She's an administrative assistant for the fire chief. So I've always been around firefighters and whatnot.
So it was kind of a journey you knew you were going to take.
Here and there, yeah.
Yeah? Did she talk you into it?
She actually did, but then at the same time, like I was saying, I was always around firefighters, so it always just made me look up to them.
That's kind of like our last thing we were just talking about. It's not what you know, it's who you know, right? But but then you had to come within your own heart to find out that's something you really want to do and be passionate about. Yeah. How about you? Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Explorer Chris Martinez. I'm also a captain, and I've also been in the program for 3 years.
Wow. And now what brought you here?
I've always wanted to be a firefighter since I can remember her even before that.
And really?
My mom did some research on the internet to see if there's any way I can get involved early on in my life and found the Explore program.
Wow. And so how long are you in the Explore program and then you move to the next thing?
Yeah, are you going to school, taking fire science classes? How does that work?
Yes, there's many different routes that you can take. Me personally, I'm just going to finish up with college and school and get an AA, see how many degrees I can get. Finish up with my EMT class, take my test, and just continue with the Fire Explore program until I'm 21 and just stay in it as long as I can.
What was your brighter side of your journey so far?
I would say just ride-alongs, just different events, different calls that I go on. You learn a lot from the calls that you see. You learn a lot from the firefighters. Certain firefighters like to take you under their wing, and they see potential in you. So it's just certain events and times with firefighters and on calls.
I love the passion that you guys. I'm like, wait a minute, maybe there's.
No, I'd like to tell you, I do know how to do a home tracheotomy. I would teach you all, but I'm thinking you probably already know.
Oh God, you know what? We're gonna take a really quick break, and of course, we always give something away before we go into our break. And you know what? One of my favorite restaurants is Paul Martin's, and let's do something there. Have you eaten at Paul Martin's?
I actually was at Paul Martin's last night. I love Paul Martin's.
Oh my God, how could you be in two different places? Wait a minute, you were over there.
Then I went to Borderline. You all should. Do you know how to line dance? Okay. You should go. That is not easy. I went with a group of people to Borderline. None of us know how to line dance. We kind of forgot to find that out. And it's very hard to dance when people are line dancing and you're not. And it's not easy to learn. Like, they give lessons and they're not really lessons.
I love it. Well, you know what? We're going to give a $25 gift certificate right now to Paul Martin's. And again, the phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we also have from Chad here and all the firemen here, the tower to tower stair climb. We've got a VIP spot for you. It's a VIP race spot.
Yeah.
And that is going to be June 6th. So give us a call right now if that's something you want to do. Take your whole family there.
It's a family event. Sounds really fun.
It's about getting healthy, and you're going to have so much fun. So again, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all your phone calls. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And we want everybody to call in and leave us their name and number. And we do want to tell you about all of our giveaways here. We do tons of giveaways. You are going to want to be a part of our show, a part of our newsletter. Get one of our newsletters that will be emailed to you every week, and you find out a little bit about everything that's happening.
And about us. You can read our blog.
Okay. It's not all about us, right? But yeah. And also all of our sponsors and everybody that we are working with, you can download all of their stuff right onto their website. So like, you know, this will be Tower to Tower will be downloaded. You just click on it and you'll find out all the information where to enter. And what were you going to say?
I was I don't know. I'm sorry. You just caught me off guard. I was looking at that. Oh, my God. So if we're going to register for Tower to Tower, how much is it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We had an early registration that's now ended at $30. Right now it's at $40. And you can register at active.com.
Oh, okay.
So active.com, you just click on there. It says search for the event. You put in Tower to Tower. And that's the number two between the two words. Tower to Tower. And it'll bring it up at $40 to register online now. If you want to show up day of, we can also do that, but it costs us a little bit more to register you day of and slows down registration a little bit, so we increase that price to $50 just to encourage you to register now.
Active.com is really easy to use if nobody's used it before. You register once, and then you can use it for all different races.
There you go. And now, okay, so when and where is the event? Just to go over it one more time.
So the actual addresses of the building are 300 and 500 East Esplanade Drive, and that's really easy to find. It's the two tallest buildings between Glendale and San Jose, and right off the 101 freeway at the Vineyard exit.
Very good. Okay, and now once you've done this whole race and you feel really good about yourself, what are you going to win?
So there are some winning things for the fastest of the adult age, the fastest of the child age, and then a kind of neat additive we have to this event is you can do it in a public safety category if you are police or fire from anywhere. And so if you're going to climb it in gear, which would be firefighters might be in their turnouts or police officers, we've had search and rescue teams in there, we've had sheriffs, obviously. You know, if you're curious if you qualify for that category, give us a call or hit us up on Facebook and we'll talk with you a little bit further about that. But if you're interested in climbing it in some of that gear, you can qualify into that public safety range. And then there'll also be some giveaways in that category as well.
Very cool. Okay, so happens after the race? Is there like a public safety day?
Correct. So after the race, we have a public safety day, and there will be fire engines, police cars. We have canines coming in. There's also food trucks. There's vendors. There's sponsors. There's usually some gyms and chiropractors and people that might be able to help massage out some of your feet afterwards.
Nice.
There's ambulances there that kind of go show and tell and show you what they do on their normal responses. And really an opportunity to learn and see what some of the fire departments, police departments, ambulances, as well as some of the other canines and little subcategories of public safety as well.
There you go. And now, who does this benefit?
This benefits the Fire Explorers of Oxnard. Again, we're the only Fire Explorer post in the county, so we have participants from throughout the county, but all of their training happens in the city of Oxnard under the direction of Oxnard Fire Department. And they go away to academy several times a year. Some of those are in Orange County, some of those are with the U.S. Forest Service, and some of those are at different points throughout the state. In fact, Oxnard's hoping to host it next year, and this will be some of that seed money to help get those academies going.
That's great. It's another win-win.
Those academies bring in 180 fire explorers from throughout the state and about 150 firefighters, and we stay in the Oxnard area for a week. And think of it as kind of a small boot camp where the fire explorers will stay in a gymnasium on army cots, and they'll use a high school locker room for showers and cafeteria for feeding and lecture hall and a theater. And then we take them out to drill sites throughout the county to do things like auto extrication, wildland firefighting, flammable liquids firefighting, structure firefighting, and rope rescue. And
Chad, how long have you been doing this?
I actually started in this program as a fire explorer when I was 15, so I've been involved for nearly
18
years.
You can tell you're so passionate about it, you know,
so
right?
So I have a question for you. You said about wildfires. Summer's approaching. Santa Ana winds will be here in no time. What can our listeners do to protect themselves from the fires that they're saying could be really bad this year?
Good question.
Absolutely. With these droughts, the fuel moistures or the plants' moisture content is very low. If you live in some of those rural or urban interface areas where your home's back up to some of the wildland brush areas, Ventura County Fire Department does have a June 1st deadline for your brush clearance around those areas. And they're asking you to just clear back the brush, get rid of the wood that might be stacked up next to your structure or next to your home, and make sure any of that dead vegetation is then removed or cleared out and thrown away so that way it doesn't have a chance to ignite and burn near your home.
And also just when you're cooking in the kitchen and that kind of thing, what's some of the safety things that we could do about that?
Absolutely. In kitchen areas, they make very small, almost fancy-looking fire extinguishers that you can easily store like underneath a sink or in a cabinet if you want one close to your kitchen. You can also use things like putting a cookie sheet over a pan that might be on fire, or baking soda might work as well. For some of the larger fires, thinking more like a trash can or a couch or a drape or something like that, fire extinguishers are really your best route to go for those. And commonly those are stored in some of those high hazard areas like the garage. So there's an opportunity where you have a fire extinguisher in your home. If there was a fire, your smoke detectors may go off. Again, those smoke detectors should be in the hallways and the bedrooms that you sleep in. And carbon monoxide monitors would also be another warning device that might tell you about a future fire or carbon monoxide gas buildup.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Chad Carroll. He is one of our firefighters out here, and we've got all the explorers in our studio. In fact, we want to say happy birthday to our first one he's really not 19, he's 20. He had a birthday, so happy birthday to you. And that's a big deal, right? You know, I know my son's 20, not 19. So, but, you know, I know a lot of our listeners out there maybe can't get up and change their smoke detectors and all that stuff. Do you guys have anybody that does that? I know there was a couple people, or is that something you guys do?
The Oxnard Fire Department right now actually has a smoke detector installation program where we have a firefighter assigned to that duty under a federal grant that will allow him to come to your home. If you call the Oxnard Fire Department, we'll send him out to your home, and he'll install as many smoke detectors as you need within your home. And also check the ones you currently have in your home as well.
Oh, my God. That's such a big deal.
And all the smoke detectors are free as well.
How often should you change the batteries in your smoke detectors?
If you're using the normal 9-volt batteries, those usually last about 6 months. The fire department likes to recommend that you change those out when you change your clocks, since we do that about every 6 months as well.
Correct. That's a really good reminder, you know, of doing that. But I know a lot of the senior citizens sometimes don't. You know, they can't get up there. You don't want them up there. You don't want them. And my mom's like, I'm getting up on the line. No, we'll be over to do that. But what a great thing. So where do they, all of Oxnard?
That works for anywhere in the city of Oxnard, anywhere in the city of Oxnard city limits.
Okay. And now what about Ventura, Simi Valley? How does that work? Or do you know anything about that?
They don't have that same smoke detector giveaway program. You might be able to contact their fire prevention departments if you're needing some assistance, and they might be able to direct you in a better direction.
While you're here, could you help me hang this mirror?
That would so be good. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to be a part of this year. And
Kim wants to run up the tower.
Okay, only if you do. Right? Yeah. No, but I know, you know, my kids are really into that, and they would love to do this. So I'm going to try and get everybody out there.
We'd love to have you out there. Again, we removed the age restriction this year, so as long as you think
you
can do it.
Did he just say that for me? Thank you.
As long as you think you can complete the task, we're welcome to have you. We're going to start those elite runners that think they're going to run it immediately, you know, very, very quickly. We'll start them in the beginning, and then, again, it's a staggered start. So everyone starts 10 seconds apart from each other. So it's not a huge crowd racing up the stairwells. You're easily able to pass others or be passed if that's the case. And again, those water stations are every 7 floors, so you can get a nice drink of water along the way. And then half of it's coming back down the stairs in the middle.
Which I think sometimes is harder than going up.
Yeah, because you're a little dizzy, okay? You don't want to fall down them, right? Yeah. So
we really hope that you guys come out and join us. Again, you can sign up at active.com. It's $40 to sign up now, or $50 on race day. You do get a T-shirt. We have medals this year for completion. And we'd really love to have you out and join us this time.
Well, this sounds like so much fun. Everyone should head out there, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah, and again, fundraiser for the Oxnard Youth Fire Explorers, and that's June 6th. It's a Saturday, tower to tower, and definitely get on active.com and register. And again, thank you so much for being a part of our show, and we'd love to kind of check in with you guys and see how things are going, and I love that. I love anything that really helps us out, and I'm so glad you got in touch with us.
Great. Thank you very much for having us on the show today.
Absolutely. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Michelle Fondin. We're going to be talking about the Wheel of Healing. And we're going to talk about this word that we have here. I want to say it's, I'm going to ask her.
Ask her how she says it.
There you go.
How is it?
Ayurveda.
He always gets it. Tom, he just, I know, that's why we have Tom around here. But anyways, I want to give out some more tickets for this weekend. And we've got tickets tonight and also Sunday night. And that is over at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. And David Burley is going to be there, and Jerry Castell. They are funny. They are major on impressions and all that stuff, and it's just going to be a great weekend. If you got anybody coming in, I'd love to send you over there. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and just leave us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. We just had to let all those firemen go out of our studio. I know.
Leave.
They're like firemen to be, right?
I know. They're so young, it makes you like, oh, dear. I think I might be kind of old.
Oh, God. There you go. Anyways, let's see. We have our next guest, Michelle Fondin, and we're going to find out how to what that word is and how to say it. But it's all about really an easy guide to healthy lifestyle. And of course, we want to give something away. We've got a couple passes still for the tower to tower. I know. I'm like going, oh God, am I going to be able to do that? But I'm definitely going to get out there and try that. That is June 6th. So definitely call in for that. Also, how about The Graduate? And that's over at Caneo Players Theater. And we've got tickets for you there. That's May 8th through the 30th. And call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and we got lots more to give away. So, Michelle, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Kim.
You're welcome. So, how do you say that
it's
word?
It's called the Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda.
What is Ayurveda?
Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old medical system from India. So it's a complete medical system that's called consciousness-based, or it's a mind-body holistic medical system.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so how did they first discover Ayurveda?
Well, Ayurveda, well, since it's 5,000 years old, and it was the principal medical system practiced in India until the British Empire brought in our system of medicine, or the Western allopathic medicine. So it was really revived about 100 years ago, even though it was commonly practiced. But it was revived about 100 years ago, and now it's widely spread throughout of India and most of Asia. People are relatively, they know about Ayurveda and certain Ayurvedic remedies. But really what it is it's a lifestyle. And so so it was really brought to the United States probably about 30 or 40 years ago.
That's interesting. Okay, so how does it prevent illness?
So it prevents illness by really going, that's exactly what it is. It's preventive health versus curative health. So it's really looking at nutrition, what you eat, but it's also looking at your not only your exercise program, but it's looking at more holistic measures. So looking at your emotional health, helping you heal your past, looking at your relationships, looking at not only your job and occupation, but also your financial health. So it's really looking at you as a person, as a whole being, versus just a set of symptoms.
Oh, so it's almost, it takes on a lifestyle.
Yeah, it does look like a lifestyle, yeah. So, okay, so tell us, how did you get involved? And tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, so, well, my name is Michelle, of course, and I wrote the book, The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda, but I got into Ayurvedic medicine because at age 28, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And I had two small children at the time. My daughter was 5, my son was 18 months. And of course, when a doctor tells you, hey, you have cancer, at any age, it's devastating, but especially at age 28, because you don't think about your mortality much when you're 28. You think, hey, I'm invincible. I'm going to live a long time. I don't even need to think about illness. And so I was really faced with my own mortality. And for me, I wasn't satisfied with you have cancer. I just wanted to know why. I said, what made me get cancer? How did I get cancer? And none of the physicians could give me that answer. And so I really began a search on looking at integrative medical practices that would help me understand this answer. And Ayurveda really helped me get to the root cause of what caused my body to get into imbalance in the first place.
And that is true, imbalance. I mean, because that's what, you know, I was just talking to our dentist that's here. He's all about holistic, and it's all about where, you know, it's not everything's working the way it's supposed to be, right?
That's correct. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so what was your problem? What was it that was causing it?
Well, you know, I really looked at my diet. You know, most of us, when we become ill, we start by looking at our diet, because usually that's the simplest part, and it does have a great impact. And so I went, you know, I was mostly vegetarian most of my life, but I was eating things that were processed. You know, I grew up for the most part in the 70s, early 80s, where most of us were eating things out of a box.
But that's how, things have changed a little bit again. I mean, I think we're getting smarter.
Absolutely. I think.
Or more aware.
But if you look at the grocery stores, you know, even so, they have things like veggie chips. And so people are thinking, oh, well, I'm eating vegetables by eating these veggie chips. So... but I really looked at my diet, and I went back to eating closer to the earth. So eating things that were fresh, freshly prepared, getting away from processed foods, really getting away from all the things that are artificial, any artificial flavorings, which is really kind of difficult in this day and age, because if you go to a mainstream grocery store, it's just filled with stuff that has artificial flavorings and colors. So I really looked at my diet first. I looked into my emotional health. You know, I had some stuff that was unresolved from the past. I really had to look at that as well and work through that. I had to look at my marital relationship. You know, I was having some difficulties with my marriage at the time, and I didn't want to look at it. Mm-hmm. Again, I was young, had young children. I never thought divorce was ever an option, but I realized that by not looking at that relationship, that in fact was making me sick. So, and there were a whole host of other things, but really that led me to writing the book called The Wheel of Healing. It was my own journey into healing, But looking at all the aspects of health versus just looking at one or two aspects, because we tend to just look at the physical and maybe the emotional a little bit, but we tend to overlook all the other areas of our lives that may be making us sick or out of balance.
I think that's so important to remember. When you have chaos in your head, your body is probably not functioning at its peak potential.
Wow, that's a really, write that down. No. You know, but that
is true. Like when you've just got so many things going on, you can't take a moment to rest. You can't take a moment to catch your thoughts. There's no way that your body is, that's when you get sick. Even you'll get a cold when you're kind of run down. You haven't been taking care of yourself.
I remember my dad would always tell me, like, you know, when you're driving, you're not paying attention because you're kind of in your mind. And he's always like, I could tell you're really stressed out. Be really careful. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm always, no, like, you know, and then I would, he would make me think about it, you know, because I think it's important to really honor your body. And that's what, you know, really,
I've had my share of car accidents and I always know it happens when I'm the, when I have a thousand things going on.
Well, I'll have to remind you to be very careful.
That's right. Or not drive with
you me. Know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking with Michelle Fondon. And we're talking about the Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda. Oh, my God. I hate when I get these words that tongue-tie me. But, you know, so in your book, you talk about food as medicine. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So, you know, even 5,000 years ago when Ayurveda was first created, they had a word for the physical body. And the word for the physical body in Sanskrit was anamaya kosha. And the word anamaya kosha,
I'm not even going to try to say that.
I know. Yeah,
please don't.
And that word means the covering meat of food. And I thought that was so beautiful. It's such a beautiful word, the covering meat of food. So even 5,000 years ago, the people of India at that time said, you are what you eat. You are the covering made of your food. And really, that is why food is medicine. Because if you think about it, if you're to look at things that you put into your mouth each and every day, and imagine your cells made up of those things. So if you're chowing down on Oreos, imagine your cells becoming those little Oreos. And if you're drinking glasses of wine, you know, imagine your cells becoming those glasses of wine. And really, that is what we are. Everything that we put into our body counts. And so when you really realize this at a very spiritual level, because intellectually we can get it, but our minds have a tendency to reason through things like, oh, you know, it's not going to hurt if I just eat this one thing, you know, it's okay, I'll start my diet tomorrow, I'll eat better tomorrow. But when you really understand it at a more spiritual level, where you're saying, you know what, this is the body, this is the shell, this is the temple that houses my soul, then you really pay attention to what it is you're putting into your body, and you want the optimal nutrients. You want the optimal energy to live out your life with vitality each and every day. And really, that's the mentality of using food as medicine, because you can use it to heal.
Wow. So what is some really great food that is more like, you know, food for your soul?
Yeah. So, you know, Ayurveda recommends eating 50 to 60% of your food in fruits and vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. You know, whole grains, and just eating the way, you know, maybe we found food from the earth, and rather than, you know, eating pizzas, you know, for most of the time. Now, in the book, I also have the what I call the 90-10 rule. And so it's 90% of the time, be fastidious about eating what is healthy for you. So things that you can find naturally, things that you can actually pick from the earth. You know, I say if you don't know the last time that your food saw the sun, then it's probably not good for your body. So if you take
that's a good thing to think of. Yeah,
that's very good.
Because the sun gives us that vital energy, right? And so it gives our food that vital energy. So what we consume, if it's closer to the sun, meaning, you know, seeing the sun, you know, not too long ago, not something that's been frozen for 6 months, then it's going to give our bodies that same vital energy that's found in that food store.
Michelle, I had a couple listeners that had called me. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and I just wondered, because you're a master in this, correct?
Oh, I have a Vedic master.
Yeah. So is there anything about hair or hair loss or anything like that that you could offer?
Yeah, so hair loss is considered to be, there are three main mind-body types, And so if the listeners or if your clients were to look into the different mind-body types in Ayurveda, the hair loss or trouble with their hair, maybe even early graying, it falls under a pitta type, P-I-T-T-A, and that's one of the mind-body types. So if you look toward healing for that mind-body type, for the pitta type, then you can usually find remedies that will help you with whatever it is. But sometimes when we're dealing with things like hair loss, maybe prematurely, and we are having that imbalance in that area of the body, the pitta type imbalance, sometimes it's something else. There's some kind of underlying cause that is actually causing that imbalance itself. So there are remedies really for each and every type of disorder, each and every type of disease. But if you break it down, it usually falls under a different category.
Will we find this information in the book?
Absolutely. You'll find the information in the book on each of the mind-body types. There's even a mind-body type test.
Really? Wow. Michelle, this is so new to me. I don't know why I've never heard of this, but will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but will you stay with us? Okay. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do also want to do a little shout out and invite all of you to support our disabled American veterans. And on Monday, Memorial Day. Thank you. I just messed that
up. Don't skip over the summer.
I know. The Oxnard Muse Lodge is actually celebrating, and the Mighty Cash Cats are going to be there, Los Amigos, and definitely on Monday from 7 p.m., 1 to 7 p.m., there's tickets there, and they're for a single ticket, it's $25, and for couples, it's $45, and it's a rib dinner is included, but it's just a day of really of having fun, entertainment, all that stuff, and I would love to invite you to that, and all of it goes to the disabled American veterans, and that's what this whole weekend is really about, and so I definitely would love you to go and check that out. Also, we've got Casa Pacifica coming up, and that's a big one, and that's June 7th in Wine Food Brew Festival, and that's over at the Channel Islands, and we would love to invite you to go to that, too. And, of course, we've got some tickets to that. So, again, our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Duval Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and Jennifer and Tom are here. We're talking with Michelle Fundin, and we're talking about something new. I love when I learn stuff on my show, and it's so much fun. I want to give something away. I don't know how healthy this is, but it's one of my favorites, and that's Famous Dave's, and $25 Famous Dave's this gift certificate is what I want to give out to my listeners. I love all their barbecue stuff.
Oh, kind of so
like that.
Good.
Just yeah, and it's all about barbecue time.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a perfect weekend
time
to go check that out. So they're all over the place, but we have one right here in our backyard, and that's at the Collections. And you know what? We've got they're one of my favorite restaurants. So go check it out. Again, all we need you to do is call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008.
And I want to give a shout out to Somas Nut House. And I want to remind everybody that Father's Day is right around the corner, and they don't just have nuts. They have candies, they have chocolates, they have fruit. Go check out Somas Nut House. You can put together a great basket for
I
dad
love walking
uncles
through there. You always
so,
find good,
so
healthy stuff is
healthy
what we're talking
stuff,
about.
But also there's some good stuff that's not so healthy, but really tasty.
Yeah.
You definitely want to go out there. There, it's at SomasNutHouse.com, and you can take a look at what they have before you head out there.
There you go. And they're on website. You can even
order online.
You can order all over the world, so they're good to go.
And then I want to remind everybody, Rolling for Pink, we are almost sold out, and that is truly not a gimmick to get you to register. We really are almost sold out. We want everybody out there. And if you have a new business you're starting up, or you have been a business here in the 805 and just want to support us, and all of our proceeds go to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, we would love to have a donation from you. And I know there's a lot of controversy about charities and what they give to and everything. And we specifically chose the Breast Cancer Research Foundation because the majority of the money they receive does go to science and research. And we were very conscious when we chose that organization to donate our money to for breast cancer.
I love it. And it's a really great, I mean, it's so much
that,
fun.
It's a great event. It's a great day. We have a head table, super fun. You'll have a great time. And
what do you mean by a head table?
Well, actually, that's already gone. People start getting the information. There's the 12 people that sit right in the front. They bid on that starting midnight, the night before. It's at 12 o'clock is when it opens.
This is what's so much fun is all the men.
The Bunko Boys.
The Bunko Boys.
You cannot forget the Bunko Boys.
They all have their little pink shirts, and they all have little, sponsors.
So imagine playing Bunko and having somebody get your drinks, get your food. They'll even play for you if you have to run and take a potty break.
I
really
know.
Fun.
I had a really good
one
the last
cup. We need our firemen as Bunko Boys. They would be awesome.
There you go. All right. Well, again, if you are just tuning in with us, we do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. And again, we are going to be talking with Victoria Morin, the author of The Good Karma Diet.
Ooh.
And then we're also going to be talking with Howard Rosenthal, and we're going to be talking about Mr. Food Test Kitchen. It's a guilt-free weekend favorites. We're talking about food, obviously,
I know, right?
I mean, really. And it's all about the brighter side of life. And we want you to, you know, Facebook us, follow us there, Twitter. We've got a newsletter that goes out every single week. We want you to be a part of that. There's chances to win on there. All the things that we're talking about here, you can win in your own personal thing. Also, we have our own podcast, and you can download all of our shows there. We are all over. You can't get rid of
us. You cannot, and you can take us with you on the podcast. That's really great. I love that.
There you go. And I want to give a shout out to Nancy I met the other day, one of our listeners, and Susan and Sherry and Tom and all our listeners. I love to, like, when we connect with them, and all of our winners out there. And again, our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, let's give one more thing away. How about June 12th? We've got Summer Swing Big Band Dance, and that's from 8 to 10:30. That's over at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom. And Donna Green over there and Smitty West, they are all over there. It's a great American songbook. And it's all about putting your dancing shoes on.
I know. Bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah. So anyways, again, it's open to the public, but we would love to give away a couple pairs. So call in right now, 419-0008. All right, Michelle, getting back to what we were talking about, and thank you so much for joining us here. Is this also an effective way to lose weight?
Absolutely. So, well, you know what I have in the book, it's the 12 guidelines to an Ayurvedic lifestyle eating plan, and then there's 10 guidelines for mindful eating. So, yeah, absolutely. So really, when you cut out all of the artificial flavorings, when you cut out all the processed sugars and hydrogenated fats, then you really go back to the basics and follow these 12 guidelines to an Ayurvedic. And it's very simple. So it doesn't ask you to go to extremes. We're talking about a very balanced lifestyle. But yes, you will lose weight if you follow these guidelines, most definitely.
And I wanted to go back. I actually just got like four texts of people that wanted to know about the hair. Follow through with that so we can finish. So you were saying that it's under PITA?
Under PITA, P-I-T-T-A.
Okay, yes. And that's in your book?
That is in my book. So the Ayurvedic mind-body types are in my book. There is a test, and actually in a week on Amazon, I have a companion workbook that will be released, and that actually will take you even more in-depth. But you can walk through the Ayurvedic mind-body type test. You can detect where your imbalances are. I have a list of the symptoms that go along with each of the mind-body types. So if you're, let's say, for example, that you're experiencing a lot of anxiety, that's going to fall under one specific mind-body type. And then there are remedies to help you balance through diet, exercise, mindfulness exercises, even herbs and herbal remedies. So it's going to take you through each of those and how to help heal yourself through those.
Wow, how interesting. Yeah. We'll have to have you back and talk about that book. And is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
Oh, congratulations. I want to go back to the hair. Is there something that you can offer my listeners?
Yeah, so what you want to do is follow, the Pitta Pastine diet is following a cooling type diet. So you're going to use things that are going to be more cooling to the body. So, for example, excess Pitta or the excess heat in the body is going to create more of the fire element within you. Mm-hmm. And so what you want to do is really reduce that. But a lot of things like using oils that will help. So coconut oil is a really good thing.
Okay, so that's some of the things I just recommended. Michelle, you know what? I'm going to have you back because there's so much more to talk about. We're at the end of our show. Where do we find your book? I'm going to put it up for all our listeners. You can call me if you're interested in finding Michelle's book. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. The two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. And I like that. Definitely. Come back and join us again at 2 o'clock. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Michelle, we're going to have you back. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the dark.